4 minutes past the hour, I'm Dave Benninger with your local news on KDLG. By early next year, the Dillingham Superior Court will have a new judge on the bench. Pat Douglas announced earlier this year she was stepping down rather than standing for retention on the November ballot. There are 9 applicants for the job, including local attorney Jurgen Jensen and local magistrate judge Tina Ray. Alaska Judicial Council Director Suzanne DiPietro says the council members welcome public input through the process of evaluating these candidates.
One way that the public can get involved and provide input is by sending a letter to the Judicial Council. The second way that the council invites and encourages the public to become involved is at a public hearing that the council members will all be personally attending in Dillingham. And that will be most likely in the first week in December.
Along with the public input, the Judicial Council is gathering information from candidates' colleagues and the Alaska Bar Association at large. In December, they will likely forward recommendations to Governor Bill Walker, who will nominate the next judge for the Dillingham Superior Court.
After the council makes its nominations to the governor has 45 days in which to make his appointment.
And as she is not standing for retention, Pat Douglas' term on the bench expires in early February. DiPietro stresses how important it is that the public weigh in. Even if people don't know the candidates well, they can still share valuable information.
Absolutely. The council members really want to just hear from members of the community. They want to get a feeling for the community, what the community values are, what's important to people, what are the problems. So, for example, a person might come and say, hey, we want a judge who understands addiction, who understands treatment for addiction, who understands how to handle cases involving addiction, and that kind of thing. That's very important information for the council to have.
We'll post more on the candidates and the timelines at our website, kdlg.org.